This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
September 19th, Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the air on the Good Day program, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, your boat, your RV. You want protection on the road and on the water. Let's see how much you can save. Dial them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. You shut that off at the very important moment. That chorus, come on, go back to that
for movie. For shame. Too.
Yeah, right.
She'll tell you it's the only way to be.
I love his facial expressions, man. What a character.
She just can't be trained.
Who thinks of these lyrics, right? And how they put the music of the instrumentation. These guys are geniuses. Seriously. Right? Think about it. Listen to it. Crank it up again.
Should be studied in school. Yeah.
Oh, actually, it is. Ruby Tuesday. The restaurant chain named Ruby Tuesdays came out of this song. You knew that, right?
I didn't. No. I honestly don't think I ever put the two together. Now I feel so silly that I didn't. It's like right there.
Don't be so. You don't have to feel silly. It's all right. Oh, well, I want you to feel
right
silly because I want this program to be silly from time to time and then to get serious. All right, so enough silly. We got to get serious. I want to spend some time on the Biden Corporation, okay? And news and the face of America. I got my panties in a wad here over what was said by the editor of the Guardian about news and journalists and journalism and what the news reporters are supposed to do. If you didn't hear me talk about this, you can hear it. In the Good Day download, because we play all day long, every day, gooddayshow.com, not only our download, which is our podcast, a summation of a lot of the things we talked about during the course of the program, the hours we're on the air. But then, you know, there are things that are to be highlighted, and so I'm going back to the discussion, which you can hear from an earlier hour, talking about the truth and facts. This is one of my favorite things about having people be aware of what they're being inundated with by not only the news media and what's in print and what's on video and what you hear in the news and that sort of thing, the top of the hour newscasts on radio stations, you know, all that stuff. And then what's in, we're inundated with information, but the information, is it good information or is it just information? Is it just noise or just words? And so I go back to the word truth, T-R-U-T-H, and then I go to the word fact, F-A-C-T, and how the two are so different. It's impossible to dispute a fact, because a fact is a fact. Two and two is four. That you're not going to be able to dispute. That's
a
fact.
That's not an opinion. That's a straight up
no.
fact.
Now, the truth is, the numerologists will put four and four together and come up with 44. That's something you can do. And it is true that you can put four and four together on a piece of paper and it's 44. Right? But is four plus four 44 or four plus four 8? The fact is four, 1, 2, 3, 4, and another 1, 2, 3, 4 equal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Right? You with me so far? This woman wants news media people to not be neutral, but to be truthful. So who the hell decides what the truth is? Them?
Well, those exist, and those are op-ed pieces.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. But Christine Amanpour, who is one of the most arrogant so-and-sos that I think I've ever come across, and she's the same in person as she comes across on the air. Extraordinarily arrogant, perfect for PBS. Anyway, one of the things the Guardian editor is focused on is Biden's age, which she admits is a legitimate concern. But the scandal here is that it's all about age and not about health, which I agree with, frankly. I think that's important. The fact that he's 80, so what? The fact that he stumbles around and doesn't manage to sometimes finish a sentence, is that because he was on an airplane for 8 hours and he's got jet lag and he sounds like a doddering old fool, but he really isn't? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Which is real, which is very real. Laughing can make you straight up sound drunk.
Right.
In which case, where are medical personnel, regardless of age, but more hands-on to figure out, okay, it doesn't matter what your career field is, nobody can be their best if they are not taking care of themselves. In some positions, especially in leadership and authority and in politics, it could be difficult to take care of yourself when that is really an around-the-clock job. Isn't it well known that Donald Trump, like, how much sleep did he actually get?
Not much. He never slept much. 5 hours a night.
And some people can function that way. Look at Dolly Parton. She's very open about the fact of how she functions. She takes micro naps. She doesn't sleep 8 hours a day. It's four hours at night. And some people can do that. I am at my best if I get 10 straight uninterrupted hours.
Mm-hmm. So here's something. This lady from The Guardian takes a New York Times headline, quote, McCarthy facing an ouster and a shutdown, orders an impeachment inquiry. And so is that fact? How do you know? Did McCarthy say to you that I have a problem with my people in the Republican Party, so therefore I am going to order an impeachment inquiry? Did he tell you that? Did you hear that? Did you see him write it down somewhere? If you didn't, then you're a lying load of crap. You're making this stuff up as a headline. What do you mean? How do you know that about McCarthy? You have no idea what he's thinking. And all these people who come across with, oh, this is what he means by that. How the hell do you know? Unless he told you or she told you. And this is the way it is all across we're in an election season, already for next year. And so anyway, the whole business of Biden and Biden and his cronies, Trump and his cronies, they've made headlines. Look at all of the speculation about the relationship Rudy Giuliani has with Trump. What, do you know it for a fact that this is what went on? Well, we heard from reliable sources. Unless you hear it from them, it's subject to interpretation and the BS rule. And that's what we have. We have a lot of people. The big problem here is the mainstream news media wants to seem like they are, they want you to believe they're nonpartisan. And we all know that's a joke. And so this woman who's done the op-ed piece in The Guardian, talking about how we need to identify, the news media needs to take a position, identify what it is, and then basically support a candidate or a train of thought that follows what we want. So that's not news. That's not news at all. Not even close to being the news. It's in and that's what we're getting out of our journalism schools, frankly. Mm-hmm. Headlines don't deliver you context. They give you a reason to look at the rest of the article. Do you do that? Right?
So many people would say no.
No.
They take the full story from the headline itself, and then they pass it on.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, and two-thirds of Americans, now, do I believe this? I haven't talked to two-thirds of Americans who say they're unhappy about the status of the news media. Do I know that for a fact? There's a new Harris poll that The Guardian took suggesting a lot of people are unaware. They don't believe any news. Like, is there positive economic news? Right now, we have good economic news. Can you tell that from looking at the news media? No. It's all about the increasing, you know, the focus on the Fed cranking up the numbers. Let's have some more. Let's say increase the interest rate again. Not an effective look at, excuse me, what's going on. All right, anyway, let's go to the next Biden. By the way, President Biden today urging countries to support Ukraine, speaking at the UN. Zelensky is there, and he's going to talk after Biden does. So what do you think?
Sean Penn came out and said he wants to remind everybody, the American public, that Ukraine, everything is still happening there. Did anybody forget?
I didn't forget. Did you forget?
I didn't.
No. Okay.
But it's like, it's very weird.
Kind of varied because
it's happening.
Same story.
Nobody can forget about this, and it seems like it's top news every day.
Hunter Biden, the son of the president, is going to sue the IRS. Says that it violated his privacy by disclosing his tax information. Let's go get him. Let's see if we can distract people from the real issue that I'm a crook. Right? The best offense is a good, what is it? No, the best defense is a good offense. Right?
The best offense is a good defense.
That too, whatever it is.
The best defense is a good offense. Oh, now I can't recall what the original one is. Either way, they both work.
The IRS, he says, failed to take reasonable steps to prevent its personnel from disclosing my confidential taxpayer information. It's a violation of the Privacy Act. All right. So there's no discussion about the five-year probe into Hunter Biden. All right. People say, where are the Trumpers who say, it's a witch hunt. The people on the other side say, Hunter Biden, well, actually, you notice that people are staying away from him because they know he's guilty as hell.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing. It seemed like there was a little bit more evidence and proof before they started going after Hunter, where with Donald Trump, it feels like, no, we have to get him for some reason. Let's look into things.
Get him for something. Yep. Get him for something. So, anyway, I'm looking at all of the bluntness here. The blunt reality is that he had a sweetheart deal. And it got hiccuped. That's basically it. So all the rest of the stuff is just noise, as usual. And is it the truth or is it the fact? Yeah, we'll spin that one from now until the end of time. 18 after on Good Day.
We like to keep mornings simple, because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap, with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now 23 after the hour, social media time on this hour of the Good Day program. You can comment on the questions Jay posts at Good Day Network. So all you have to do for all our social media, the handle is the same, at Good Day Networks, if you please. All right, so some music news. For those of you who are country music fans and you like Maren Morris, she has something to say to you, and you may not like it. I will interpret what she has said. Well, no, I don't think I'll do that because I'm focused on the news. I'm going to tell you what she said. I'm going to give you her exact words, okay? And then you can figure out where she's going from there. How's that for a deal? Stand by for today's Good Deal.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Can I get a hallelujah? All right, so I have found the facts in this case, Jay, regarding Maren Morris. The fact is that she supports a lot of progressive issues, various movements, the LGBTQ community. That's a fact, right? She said, quote, I've been an asker of questions and a questioner of the status quo just by being a woman. So it wasn't really even a choice for me to leave country music. She says, I want to step outside of the drama within the country music community.
She says, said for a while that she doesn't even feel welcome within her own community.
Well, she probably isn't because of her progressive points of view and the fact that these guys consider themselves to be patriots because they all love Trump or some other nonsense. She says, I'm very, very distant from the industry. As a matter of fact, she said, quote, I thought I'd like to burn it to the ground and start over.
Mm-hmm.
But it's burning itself down without my help. which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yeah, and she's not leaving music. She's just leaving country.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Mary Morris fan, but her first album had a lot of R&B to it. Her second album had a little bit of pop mixed in. It was really her
third album. Her politics are?
Country.
Do you care what her politics are?
I don't, no.
No, okay.
When it comes to musicians, I really don't care what any of their
like
politics
actors.
Are. Yeah, whether act the same. Yeah, I don't really care what their politics are.
I have repeated this many, many times, and I say this lovingly because I don't want to sound like an arrogant jerk. But in Ed McMahon's, we got together when I did a TV show with him back in the 80s, and we were friends for the rest of his life, good friends. And he used to say all the time, like Richard Nixon had asked him to do his inaugural event, to coordinate it, put it together. He said he didn't know what my politics were, and most people don't. His daughter told me what his politics were, but you'd never know it from him. Same with Johnny Carson. He never knew what his politics were.
And any opinion that one did make, it was because of their own self-reflection.
Yeah. And by the way, Ed's reason for not wanting his politics to be popular was very simple. He said, I can sell Alpo to everybody, not just to Republicans or Democrats. I want to sell Alpo to everybody. Hello? What makes more sense than that? Right? When you think about it. So keep your opinions to yourself and keep singing, for God's sakes. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you my opinion, though. I'll keep talking right after these words. It's 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The wreckage of a missing FB-35B stealth fighter jet has been found in South Carolina. Military and civilian agencies had been searching for the jet around 2 lakes near Charleston, but located a debris field some 2 hours northeast of the city in rural Williamsburg County. The pilot ejected from the cockpit and parachuted to safety in a North Charleston neighborhood over the weekend. The investigation as to the cause remains under investigation. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he hopes the Office of Progressive District Attorney George Gascon will prosecute the man suspected in the ambush killing of one of his deputies over the weekend to the fullest extent of the law.
Ryan's family will never see him again.
Kevin Salazar, who was taken into custody yesterday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello? Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's Tuesday.
Did you
got
your guitar just now, too?
I did. You like that? My talents are beyond. Wait a minute. Here's another way we can measure my talent. That doesn't go with that song.
I thought you were going to bust out the kazoo. I got my hopes up.
Really? No, that's the thing. Where is the kazoo?
Where's the kazoo? Don't tell me you lost the kazoo.
Where is my kazoo? I don't see the kazoo here anywhere. I don't know, floor? Where the heck is the kazoo?
For shame.
Uh-oh, this is a big problem, yeah. Very, very big problem.
Well, I know I'm going to buy you for your birthday, then.
Thank you. My children were asking me the other day what I wanted for my birthday, and I said I want very expensive sheets. I love jumping into the sack with just like 9 million per kale or whatever the hell they call it.
That thread count with Egyptian cotton.
Yeah. Nothing better. Nothing better than that. This portion of the Good Day program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly for all your car care needs. Get the parts and the service you need from the pros at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Okay, Speaker Kevin, let's talk about Drew Barrymore first, okay? We're going to do some people in the news here, but I don't want to go to Kevin McCarthy first because he'll spoil everything.
Fun.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore is not having much fun, though, this week because of the decision that she made to bring back her talk program and then lots of backlash, and she changed her mind and said, okay, I guess we're not going to do this, so she issued a tearful statement, a video, apologizing. So that's the fact. And that's the, you saw her crying, mm-hmm. and you saw her statement, so you know what the facts are. This got a lot of blowback from people. The business about social media, and after all, this is one of the people from the Writers Guild said, after all, we get all of our information from social media. That flies right in the face of what I've been talking about most of the morning mm-hmm. today, right? But, you know, the Writers Guild, they are people that are working on the show, and yeah, you can do it without them, but is that the spirit of a strike?
Well, yeah, and what is that proving? And even if you have the idea of, well, let's get back to work, let's get people paid, and we'll keep a portion aside for our writers who are striking, we can still support them.
What's wrong with that?
And that's the mentality of what is wrong with that. But then you also can get to the lines of, well, are you proving a point that you don't need the writers because things are going on? And it is kind of like a sticky line. But again,
Drew Barrymore
technically did not cross anything. She is not part of the WGA. She is part of SAG-AFTRA. And her doing her show, her network that carries it, it's not part of what the strike is against. But if you see the two audience members who were escorted out, and wrongfully so, and they were apologized to, but they knew about the writer's strike, but they didn't know a lot about it, and they were going, and they had the picketers out, and they got T-shirts. And it was pins. It was pins or T-shirts, I can't remember. But anyway, they thought it was part of, like, everybody was getting this stuff, and they put it on, and then when they went in to be in the audience, they were escorted out because the show people thought that they were going to cause a ruckus or do something, or like
they were actually
with the striking people who were going to be disruptive. And they were like, these two poor audience members had traveled in from out of town, and they were like, what is happening? Why are we being kicked out of the show?
Wasn't me. Not me.
And they were apologized to profusely.
So the fellow who is basically in charge of social media at Drew Barrymore's program said, quote, with social media as big as it is, that's where we live all day, every day, which is an outrageously startling comment to make. That's where we consume our news and see people's opinions. I think the public backlash on this, everybody's opinion of her shifting away from what she's known. Her brand is empathetic, caring. She's been very open about what she's gone through personally in her life.
Well, what was it? The MTV Movie Awards back in the spring, she was supposed to host, and she didn't, in solidarity with the Writers Guild. And then that also had people raising the question of, well, is it just it was new and it was the thing to do, and now people are just tired of it and it doesn't really matter anymore? And that's
kind of the
rhetoric of what people are asking.
I think it's people are getting tired of it, yeah, for sure. All right, let's see. Other people, Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker, wants to avoid a government shutdown, overspending. And here's why. This is the fact, okay? All the consternation, all the listening of these jerks like Gates and whoever else is there trying to start trouble. The national debt this week will exceed $33 trillion. When Obama went into office, it was $21 trillion. When George Bush left office, it was $3 trillion when he started the war in Iraq. They borrowed the $3 trillion and it had gone up. When Bill Clinton left office, it was zero. So in the time since the attack in September of 2001 to today, we have amassed a debt of $33 trillion. You can't even begin to imagine. It's like trying to find out how many light years away that planet was we were talking about yesterday. You can't even figure it. You can't even know what that is. So, anyway, I look at that and think, I don't know what to think. Frankly, it's so God-blessedly irresponsible. You know, one of the things that you say that I love, it's not doggone it, it's dad. What do you say that's an emphasis?
Dagnabbit.
Dagnabbit, that's it.
Dagnabbit.
Yeah, remind me of that when I'm about to go down the street that I almost went down just a minute ago. All right, so here we go. All right, I don't even begin to understand. This guy, Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, they want to impeach him. And he's apparently a real character, and I say that not because I'm using character in a negative sense. This guy is really scummy, scummy connections, everything I read about him. Oh, wait a minute, Doug, how do you know it's the fact? How do you know what they're writing in those newspaper stories that you're reading is the fact? Well, that's a good question. But you know what? Where there's smoke, there's fire, and there are a lot of people hanging around him who are not exactly the citizen winners, the award-winning citizen of the year deal. They're not, that's not who he hangs with. Anyway. So, let's see here. Trump's in Detroit today to speak to the auto workers that are on strike. Would you call that political opportunism? No, he just happens to be going there. Right?
But also, if he didn't, then that'd go against him, too. It's like,
Yeah.
You can't. And then if you do, you shouldn't. And if you don't, you should have.
Yep, right. Here's the story when we're... I got to go to Uri, right? Do we have time for one more story? Let's do one more. Raymond Van Cleve is a Kentucky coroner who's accused of having left a body of a dead man to decompose in a hot car overnight.
That's a stench you're not going to get out of that car.
No. The brother of this guy who's dead, Nathan Payton, his brother's name is Basil, claims that the coroner, Mr. Van Cleve, negligently mishandled Nathan's corpse when he died. In the court documents filed by the brother, he accuses the coroner of abuse of a corpse, claims the coroner left his brother's body in a sealed black body bag in the back of his... Oh, my God.
What, it's already a devastating loss for a family to deal with this, and then now you have to go through that, too? That's awful.
Yep. Not the hero of the day, that's for sure. Hero of the day is Uri Geller, who joins us from Israel right after this.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
The client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gang Flings.
Gang Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gang Flings. Seriously good scent. Gang Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Before after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay and I have the pleasure of Uri Geller's company as we try to find time every week to put him on the air so we can talk about an issue or an event or things that are going on with him, because he's such a fascinating, one of the most fascinating people on the planet. You can count on me that way. Uri, we've been talking about fact versus truth today on the program, and the fact is, in my mind, that you are one of the most interesting characters on the planet. How's that? That's a fact. That's
well,
what
well,
I think.
Well,
Doug, I'm going to hire you as my chief PR agent.
Now you're good on your own.
This is amazing. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I actually never had a PR man. But,
no,
you know, today, today I received a gift. Most of the exhibits that are in my museum are gifts from people in the last 55 years. Some of them are quite amazing, and they are all connected to me in one way or another. But today, I got something that is really out of this world, a painting. And it was painted by a young man, I would say, whose name is Daniel Adler. He lives in the UK, but he is autistic. And if you didn't know, autism is a spectrum disorder. It's, in short, it's called ASD. And it's basically a developmental disability caused by differences in the brain. But this is so unbelievable because the painting is so meticulous and it's so precise, and it's infinite. You can look into every brush stroke and you can go into it. It's just wow. It's a wow factor. Now, autism is really a mind-blowing, a positive mind-blowing disorder. First of all, there have been many theories about the underlying connections between autism and intelligence for years. And the stereotypes of autistic genius, I call Daniel a genius, were basically cemented, if you remember, in our collective psyche with the 1980s classic. Do you remember the movie Rain Man?
Yes, Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman, there it is. You see, it's etched in our memory. This is a true story which was inspired by a real-life autistic genius called Kim Peek. But this is the most amazing, that the connection goes way a lot deeper than that. And the history of that connection goes a lot further back, too. In fact, Doug, some modern psychologists theorize that illustrious scientists such as Isaac Newton and Albert Einstein might have been autistic.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised about that at all. No, wouldn't be surprised.
Unbelievable. No,
there are a lot of people here who think autism is caused by the COVID shots or other shots that people are getting that we didn't get, many of us, when we were younger. There does seem to be an extraordinary large number of people who are developing the problem, way more. And the question comes on whether, is it really more, or do we just recognize it more than we used to? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think we recognize it more. You know, there's the internet now, there's Google search and so on. But Daniel's painting is, look, in my museum I have Andy Warhol, I have Dali, I have John Lennon, I have Picasso. But by far his painting, gosh, stands up there in number one.
I'm trying to. And having been in your museum, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, when you come to Israel, you know, obviously I'll show you Daniel's painting, but there's lots of new items, new exhibits, and people are mind blown. I had a tour today, believe it or not, by a group of Arabs.
Really?
Arabs from northern Israel.
There's a lot of Arabs in Israel. Of course they love it. It's fascinating stuff. Check out Uri's museum at urigeller.com, URIGELLER.com, and the story that he told today will show up there, I'm sure. Uri Geller with Doug and Jay on Good Day at 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see? Advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman. Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in
his with his bare hands, leap tall buildings. So anyway,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
I guess goosebumps listening to this. Yep. That theme from the original television. That, by the way, the announcer was a well-known character actor. I can see him. I can't remember his name, but I can see him. Now, anyway, the theme from Superman, first time on television, this date, 1956. How close am I?
You're close. It was actually The Adventures of Superman. It starred George Reeves. It premiered in syndication September 19, 1952. I remember catching this on television, you know, many years after the fact. But
went to NBC, didn't it, after that?
I don't remember. I caught it in its repeat stage, you know, probably a few decades later. But I enjoyed it tremendously. I thought he was an excellent Clark Kent Superman.
He was, yeah.
Had a very connectable personality to the audience that it was geared to. But this is the first forte, I believe, of Superman.
The lady
on the television screen.
Who played Lois Lane.
Really good, too.
Noel Nell was a neighbor of mine.
She did a cameo in
she did. Yeah, the
Richard Donner's Superman, the movie in 1978.
Right. Yeah. She was a neighbor of mine, and she was very interesting. She had young men suitors calling on her all the
this
time.
This is a story for another day. Some other TV premieres. Isn't it interesting? A lot of shows premiered this day in TV history. 1970, Doug, Mary Tyler Moore Show premieres on CBS. One of the best sitcoms of all time. What a cast.
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you're paying attention.
No, I am. I was just trying to, I was going through in my mind who those people were, as you said, the
what
people
about
in the cast.
1989, September 19th, premiere, Doogie Howser, M.D., Neil Patrick Harris, plays a teenage doctor. That was a good show.
It was a good show.
I like that show.
He's a very likable actor. He's played a lot of different roles over the years. Yeah.
Yeah, he is a big one. This day in TV history, September 1994, ER premieres on NBC. It's huge ratings. Michael Crichton was a big name at the time because he wrote Jurassic Park. He created the storyline of the pilot. Spielberg produced. The ratings for that show in the 90s used to be like 40, 50 million
viewers. Now, where George Clooney got his start?
Yes. It aired on Thursday nights, 10 p.m.
Denzel George Washington? Clooney,
no, that was St. Iswas. So, George Clooney, Noah Wiley, Anthony Edwards, Eric LaSalle, Juliana Margulies. What a great show. I think it ran for 15 years. I loved every season. I mean, you know, some were better than others, but overall, one of my all-time favorite TV shows. And one movie of interest premiered this day in 1990, Goodfellas, Martin Scorsese, the late Ray Liotta, hard to believe, Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci. One of the greatest movies of all time premiered this day in movie history.
Oppenheimer has become the biggest biopic of all time.
If somebody would have told me that Oppenheimer would make $900 million worldwide, I mean nobody would believe that. I'm serious, like nobody. In a multiverse, I could see Oppenheimer making $175 million worldwide. Like how it caught lightning in a bottle with the whole Barbie.
Great story.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, good for anybody who backed it, though, no doubt.
I went to see the latest Agatha Christie, Kenneth Branagh. Is that you pronounce it? Branagh, right? Not Brian.
Yes. Yeah.
He stars in it. He directed it. He wrote it. It's not my favorite. I went because the weather was horrible there yesterday. I wanted to go to the movies, so I went last night. And so it was okay.
Scale
what I found most interesting, maybe a four, is that Kelly Riley, who's the daughter on Yellowstone, is the bad guy in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. 58 past. Thanks, Chuck.
Doug. See you tomorrow.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10, plus two times O-Rewards points. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.